You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Our streak continues, methinks. Yet another new entity on the show this month. This has been an exciting run.
Yeah, Lake Arrowhead has been around for a while, too. I think we might have had Kay on in the past, but it's probably been 5 years.
So it's been that long.
It's been a long time.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, it still feels like a rookie to me. I'm excited to see what's up there. So let's get to it. We're joined by Steve Kalock. He's a new home specialist with Majestic Lifestyle Builders at Lake Arrowhead. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
No, it's great to have you. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy and the long trek down here to spend some time with us, so we're grateful for that. Before we get into all the cool stuff happening at Lake Arrowhead, take a quick minute, tell us a little bit about you, your background, and then give us that 10,000 overview of Majestic Lifestyle Builders at Lake Arrowhead.
Sure. I've been in, I'm 46. I've been in sales my whole career, not all in real estate. Started in a couple different other industries. Out of college, I was in catering, got into catering sales for a buddy that owned some barbecue restaurants and actually sold.
And you left that work, why?
Well, if you know the restaurant business, it's not the the easiest industry to be in. So, but I learned a lot, of management skills and how to run a business and all that good stuff. But then I got into insurance and sold. That was primarily the bulk of my career was 15 years of insurance sales. But I've always had a huge passion for real estate. Always knew I wanted to get into it at some point. And yeah, I made the transition about 3 years ago. I've been full-time, all new home construction. It's my passion. I've always loved new homes and building and the whole process and watching, you know, raw land turn into an actual community. It's kind of a thrill. You actually see the progress every day as you ride through your community. So it's been a blast. Majestic Lifestyle Builders is a relatively new company. We've been around for just under 3 years now. Basically, how it was born was Johnson Development Corporation, who is the primary or the sole developer up there at Lake Arrowhead, did Bridge Mill and Town Lake in the Woodstock area for your listeners and who are familiar with Cherokee County and Woodstock. So based out of Houston, Texas, and they've done these master plan communities. And so they are the at the helm of the development of Lake Arrowhead now. So they, in early 2015, went out and hired some of the most veteran builders who were out there doing new home construction in Cherokee County. And we have a combined, our three builders probably have a combined just under 100 years of building experience in their career. So they're extremely knowledgeable and know what they're doing and have done an amazing job. And so they put together the building company and we have started in early 2015. We built two models. We've got ranch homes up there. We'll get into that, I'm sure, in more detail as we move forward. But it's been a tremendous couple of years. Yeah, we've seen a lot of amazing things happen up at Lake Arrowhead.
I bet you have.
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit more about Lake Arrowhead.
Sure. Like you mentioned, it has been around a while.
Yeah, and it's beautiful.
It is. It's incredibly beautiful. We are kind of one of those great kept secrets of Atlanta. We hear that all the time, that we see people that have been in Atlanta for a long time have never been or heard of Lake Arrowhead. And so it's kind of a neat discovery for folks when they do come inside the property. And but it was built, the lake itself was built back in the late 60s. Mm-hmm. It's a man-made lake. It's 100% private. It's completely beautiful. One of the cleanest lakes in the entire Southeast. It's all fed by natural springs. It's 540 acres. And that's obviously the cornerstone of what the community is. First real estate sales actually took place in there, from my understanding, in the early 70s, I think around 74, 1978, the original golf course was opened. And so it's been redesigned and was reopened, I think, in the early 2000s.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
So, true mountain course now. They took some holes that were actually on the water to open up lakefront property for lake homes, future lake homes that we're currently now building. And it's just grown in a really responsible and steady manner. We have about 1,400 homeowners right now, and we're adding to that as we move forward here. And it is just a nature paradise up there. It really is.
For those listening that don't know where is it? How do you get to it?
Great question. We are just 15 minutes northwest of Canton. So if you're familiar with Canton up 575, we are northwest and where Reinhardt College is in a town called Waleska, Georgia, which is a great Indian name. I think Waleska was an Indian princess, which is a little bit of the history. So we are, if you look at Cartersville and Canton, we are kind of like the top point of the triangle, if that makes sense.
Got
so
it.
We're lit 15 minutes from downtown Canton, about 20 minutes from downtown Cartersville on that 20 line, if that makes sense. So, yeah.
God's country.
Oh, it is definitely God's country. It's gorgeous up there. Well, tell us what you're known for. I mean, I know we've talked a little bit about golf, but what are some of the other fantastic amenities?
Well, there's really something to do for everybody. I mean, the lake itself, obviously, we have a lot of boating, different types of activities up there. We have a boat rental program at the marina. So folks that aren't necessarily property owners or homeowners at Lake Arrowhead can come up on the weekends in the spring and summertime.
Oh, that's nice.
And rent a boat, really? Absolutely, and take it out for the day. And we have everything from kayaks and canoes all the way up to your motorboats. We are a motor lake, so we do have pontoon boats and fishing boats, and we have our occasional skiers and tubers that are out there. We also have a certified sailing instructor that's on site.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is awesome. So people that want to learn to sail, it's a great lake to learn to sail because it's big enough, but it's not so big that you're overwhelmed when you're trying to learn a new skill like sailing. Some of the amenities that we have multiple pools. We have pickleball courts, which is a really popular game now. It's a very hot racket sport. Tennis courts. We have over 8 miles of hiking trails, nature trails that are just through incredible scenic beauty of the Blue Ridge Mountains. We have a 40-acre park, outdoor fitness equipment. We've got playground area, full clubhouse, dining room, outdoor veranda, bar area up there, 18-hole golf course we kind of mentioned. So, and the developer has plans, obviously, in the future to continue to add to the amenities because the developer is a huge proponent of highly amenitized communities. So we got a lot of good things in store.
I don't know what else they add, but okay.
Yes.
How have I never heard of this? It's a
secret. The people who live there don't want you to know. It's their own little private resort.
Well, that may be the case, but I have a feeling Steve wants people to
know. Sure. Steve wants people to know, yes. But yes. The people who live there are pretty happy up there in seclusion.
I bet. No, I understand that. I get that. So, all right, well, we're going to get on the product after the break. So, Steve, Carol, and I will return after this break. We'll be right back.
Hey there, this is Ty Pennington, and right now I'm walking through the construction of a home that will soon be one of the most energy efficient you can buy. And I know this because it's being built as a Right Choice home from Jackson EMC. That means it's planned, analyzed, and inspected throughout the building process to guarantee that it's energy efficient and built right where it matters most. Energy efficient homes guaranteed, only from Jackson EMC. Visit jacksonemc.com.
All right, we're back with Steve Kalock at Lake Arrowhead.
So, Steve, let's talk about what homes are available. You know, lakefront homes, mountain homes, you know, stuff in between. What do you have for sale?
All the above. So the great thing about Lake Arrowhead, which makes it exciting for someone that's in my position and from a sales standpoint, is we have very diverse product. The great thing about the community is I've always kind of looked at Lake Arrowhead from a bird's eye view as being comprised of a bunch of little neighborhoods inside of a huge master plan united community, which is, so we have little sections inside of the community that are appealing to a lot of different buyers. So the four building projects that Majestic is currently working on is an area called Highlands Vista, which is our ranch style community near the 40-acre park, Great Festival Park, and our golf course and clubhouse. So it's a more modern type of feel inside of Lake Arrowhead. It's underground utilities and streetlights, and it's got your curb and gutter and sidewalks, and it feels like a traditional subdivision.
And when you say ranch, is that geared more toward active adult, or are those more first-time home buyers?
Yeah, I'd say most of our marketing is both, but I mean, we're not an age-restricted community, so anybody can buy inside of Lake Arrowhead, but then I'd say the majority of our marketing dollars are going to that 55 over segment. It's just a huge part of the buying public right now. And active adult is a good way to describe that section and Lake Arrowhead as a whole because, I mean, this particular area is centrally located for the park and is walking distance for most of our residents to get to the park. Also can walk up to the clubhouse. have dinner, have a glass of wine, or play a round of golf. Obviously, there's a full golf course.
It's just crazy how much there is to do there.
Yeah.
I don't think active adult is right. I think it's active human. Yeah.
Active human?
That's something for virtually everyone, every age group.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. Yes, we do. And it's a good indication or a good example of that is that we do have a playground literally at the park. So, you know, for the kids and the grandkids. And so, it's really appealing for everybody. So that's Highlands Vista. It's ranch style, master down. We have about 9 different floor plans in our portfolio that we can semi-customize. I mean, we're not a production builder by any means, so we can tweak those plans to meet our buyers' needs. Square footage ranges in that particular series of homes between 1,700 and just under 3,000. And they can be built on slabs, on basements, mountain vistas. We got golf course lots available that have the golf course with the mountains behind the golf course. If you just really want to get crazy with some beauty.
Want his job.
Yeah. You want his job?
Yeah, I mean, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. golf course, well, mountain vista lots. Right. I mean, it's just
it's like, what do you want? We have it all.
Yeah. Well, they do. You know, tell me about some of these lake houses. Those sound pretty intriguing.
Yes. Our newest flagship lakefront is an area called Sanctuary Cove. That's been a great development project here. We have 28 home sites in this particular section. I think we have about, I should know this off the top of my head, but about 9 waterfront dockable, deep water dock lots available that are still left.
Wow.
So, you know, get there as soon as you can because they're not going to be around much longer.
No, I agree.
But it's on the northwest arm of the lake. If you look at Lake Arrowhead on a map, there's kind of 2 arms that come off at the top of it. This is the left-hand arm of the lake. And it is a tremendously beautiful area. Part of some of the most beautiful long views of the lake from the north end to the south end. These houses, we have 6 specific plans that were designed by an award-winning architect specifically to maximize the views of the water and to give you direct water access. They range in square footage from 1,800 to 3,200. The waterfront lots are all basement to get you from that transition from road to waterfront. You know, obviously there's a grade there, so they're going to be built on basements. And prices on the water in these homes are going to be in the 600s to the 800s, depending
not
on.
Bad.
Yeah, it's still. We've had sales up there at Lake Arrowhead for over $1 million. So in a resale market recently, so we're very well valued for what we're building and what we're providing to the buyers up there with our Sanctuary Cove series. And then we have another in that same section. We have about 8 slab lots that are not on the water, and we're not marketing them as waterfront. And those price the same set of homes that are at Sanctuary Cove, and there you are going to range in the upper 3s into the 4s and 5s for slab, non-waterfront, but still really beautiful designed and appointed home. So
now correct me if I recall this wrong from our pre-show chat, but I also think there's something for the rustics too, right?
That
sounds intriguing. Tell us about that.
Yes, our builder actually had scouted 7 home sites that are kind of out in the first phase of our development that took place in that first 70s, 80s, and 90s. So these are going to be more wooded lots up in the mountains, further away from people, kind of like, I don't call them mountain cabins, but that's kind of how it feels when you're over there. These 7 floor plans, it's in an area called the Woodlands is what we've named it. So it's in the woods. It's up in the mountains in the north sections of Lake Arrowhead. And our developer owns a couple hundred lots that we're scouting to build this particular product on. And the main focus, Todd, was really to have something under 300,000. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to obviously attract that type of buyer and that budget buyer. So these 7 homes, 5 of are on basements, the other 2 are on slabs, and they're all in that 255 to 294.9 price point. And they're, again, master down, 3-bedroom homes. Some of the bedrooms may be up or in the basement, which we've selected some different models to do a rec room, a bedroom, and a bathroom in the basement for finished space. But they have been, we've already had, I think, 3 under contract in that section, and they've only been out for a couple weeks here. So it's been very well received. And it actually was born based on feedback from people that had come in and said, you know, we really wish you had something more out in the woods that, you know, a little more private. And
you had me at away from people.
There you go.
I know. I saw your ears perk up at that.
Yes, absolutely. So we got a little bit of everything there. That's what makes this fun. And the last thing I'll mention is in terms of product, and of course we can delve into it a little more, but we are about to launch townhomes up there at Lake Arrowhead as well. I don't have pricing yet or anything like that. I mean, they're working on the numbers right now to release, but it probably will, we'll have more information probably in the next 30 days or so. But these are going to be directly across from the park. I think they're going to be called Parkside Townhomes at Lake Arrowhead. And these will be master down. I believe they're 1,900 square feet in that ballpark on the main level. And then they'll have the option to go up or down. And this is obviously going to be geared toward your second homeowners or your travelers or people that just don't want any maintenance, any lawn maintenance or any maintenance really at all. It's really a turnkey kind of product for folks that are really on the go or, you know, just want to come up and...
And are those going to be like on the lake?
We don't have any plans right now on the lake. These are going to be by the park. So there we'll have mountain views up there and,
and
walking distance. I think there's certainly something in the future that they'll probably look at in terms of townhomes on the water, but... We don't have anything in immediate plans right now, so we'll see.
Yeah, I guess we can settle for a mountain vista.
Yeah, if you have to. It's rough in it, right?
Lake lot.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Steve, we're about out of time. So before I let you go, should anyone have any questions of you, how do they find you, and where do they learn more about everything happening at Lake Arrowhead?
Well, Todd, they can visit our website at lakearrowheadga.com. There's a lot of great information on there about our company and Lake Arrowhead in general. They can call our sales center at 770-720-2700, or they can certainly email me at stevek@lakearrowheadga.com.
Steve Kalock, new home specialist with Majestic Lifestyle Builders at Lake Arrowhead. Steve, it was a great pleasure. Might have to broadcast live from there next time. Sounds like a wonderful paradise.
We'd love to have you.
Thanks
it's been a pleasure.
Thanks for swinging by and joining us. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of today's guest, Steve Kalock, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We're signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in and listening. We look forward to seeing you again next week. See you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.